This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. Part Mythbusters, part Blue Man Group, and part Bill Nye the Science Guy. That's Mike Alberici's program Sound in Focus, which teaches kids to listen, which is a real challenge in American classrooms. Mike, a music teacher, decided to do something about it, and his efforts have taken him to elementary schools across New Hampshire. Word of Mouth intern Fiona Shea has the story.
That was the sound of a vortex cannon going off in the Lamprey River Elementary School in Raymond, New Hampshire. Don't worry, it only shoots air and smoke. And more importantly, it's a fun experiment that teaches kids the science of sound and how to listen.
My name is Mr. Alberici. Let's try to say my name. Al.
Alberici.
Mike Alberici is a music teacher at Maple Street School in Hopkinton. Mr. A, as he's known to many students, is the only music teacher to ever receive the Kristen McAuliffe Sabbatical from the New Hampshire Charitable Foundation, an award that grants teachers leave to develop new ideas for the classroom and covers all the costs. As a musician and a teacher who's been teaching for 23 years, he has an ear for the way kids talk, and the way kids listen and interact. And a few years ago, he realized that there was a problem.
It was around 2007 or 2008 when Apple released the iPod Touch.
He says that was the first time kids really had the internet in their pockets.
And I started noticing then that they're listening. First, their attention span, their listening attention span started to tank within a couple of years. Like, I used to be able to put on, like, a movement of a Beethoven symphony. And with the right pre-teaching, I could get a class of 20 kids to listen quietly for 9 minutes. By 2010, I noticed that kids were unable to do that.
They were fidgeting. They were drawing. They were reaching for electronics. They were chatting. They couldn't sustain just listening. This tendency to get distracted, Mike calls it swiping behavior, as though kids are treating life as they would an iPad.
If they don't like what you're saying, swipe, you're done. Move on to the next thing. I don't like this music, swipe, you're done.
And so, with the help of the sabbatical, he developed a program called Sound in Focus, a 4-day residency he conducts in schools across the state designed to teach kids how to be mindful listeners and better communicators. But how do you get kids who aren't listening to pay attention?
I knew that on day one, I needed to build some over-the-top sound experiments to show these kids just how incredible sound is. Because my focus is, I want to inspire them to listen. So I said, okay, we need to inspire them. How do you inspire a fifth grader to listen? You blow his mind.
With his newest musical instrument, a tubulum made out of PVC pipe, Mike not only shows that music and sound can be cool, but also stresses the importance of math. He tells the kids how he couldn't build the instrument without math, but he couldn't do the equation and needed his daughter's help.
Math is everything in the world. Okay, so listen up when your teachers start doing math. That's a word from me to you. Listen.
Day one is when Mr. A breaks out the vortex cannon we heard earlier, and also when the kids try to break the quiet record, a record for being, well, silent. Mike gives the kids 15 seconds to be as quiet as possible.
We're trying to break the record of 55. When you break it, you have to get 54.
To break the record, these kids had to reach an average quietness of 54 decibels.
One, two, three.
This is the sound of 200 kids being absolutely silent. Well, until...
54, you did it.
Yeah!
On days 2, 3, and 4 of the residency, Mr. A goes to each classroom for an hour per day. During the week, kids make an audio map of the school and talk about how the construction of the building affects the sound. They take a self-assessment listening quiz. They do a cymatics experiment, that's the study of making sound visible, using a thick starch-based solution called non-Newtonian fluid that helps students to see sound in motion. Mike puts it on a speaker and controls the frequency.
From 25 to 35, if you give it that frequency, it becomes alive. It turns, like, into zombie snot.
Okay, so what does zombie snot really have to do with listening? Well, it literally shows kids sound. And anyway, what's going to get kids to listen more than experimenting with a fluid you can describe as zombie snot?
5 or 6 years ago, I realized that I'm really more than a music teacher, that I'm really supposed to be teaching the kids how to listen, because no one is. You know, they're not getting cues on how to listen actively and how to pay attention to each other and what are good listening traits and bad listening traits. That's not coming from anywhere. And that's kind of why I called it Sound in Focus, because that's what I want them to focus on. I want them to refocus back on their ears.
Why does listening matter? Listening is our access to understanding. It has an impact on the way kids communicate, with each other and with the world. So how can teachers and parents better teach their kids to listen to the world around them? Mike says it can be quite simple.
Give kids opportunities to listen. Make some time in your classroom, a minute, just say, okay, we're going to be quiet right now and listen to the radiator.
That's the challenge of generations, to listen. But how else could we teach kids and adults alike to listen mindfully to become better communicators? Well, there's always public radio. For Word of Mouth, I'm Fiona Shea.